The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. And it is time for high school girls basketball from Strongsville. Here's Matt Croy.
And good evening. It's the season opener from Strongsburg. The Highland Lady Hawks taking on the Strongsville Lady Mustangs. Stay tuned. We speak with Highland head basketball coach Brady Schlabel on the pregame show on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for Holmes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Schlabel, getting set for a new basketball season on the road tonight against Strongsville. And I guess, first of all, Brady, I know the offseason is always big for you guys here. Can you talk about the offseason and what sort of things you guys did with this group here to kind of get ready for the year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last season kind of ended in heartbreaking fashion for us, and I feel like the girls really took that head on this summer. We weren't afraid to talk about it and use it as motivation, and I think the girls did a really good job with that. Had an incredible offseason. Got it's probably some of the best gym rat numbers we've ever seen, and so our girls they put in the work this summer, and now it kind of comes down to putting it into play, and hopefully we can.
Come back here, Joplin Yoder as a senior here at her size. Of course, the Ashland commit here. How nice is it to have somebody like that that has the experience you can lean on like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. She's been here the whole time I've been here, and so to be able to lean on someone that kind of understands the system, understands what we're looking for, that's also your best player, is huge. And, you know, she is that for us. She's an emotional leader. You know, she's obviously the leader on the floor basketball-wise. And so just to see how she does tonight will be interesting. She's got a tough matchup inside, and so hopefully we can get her going early.
And, of course, as we talked about this week, a host of guards that has some experience and some with less experience but a lot of talent.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of young guards, some guards that, you know, have been in big games, though, and so hopefully we can lean on them for that. You know, Trish is obviously a senior, and you know, we're really looking for her to come on this year. She's had a great offseason. And then, yeah, the younger guards, Macy, Evie, Heron, hopefully we can get to kind of step up. And, you know, these first couple games, I think, will be important for their growth.
But you mentioned tonight taking on Strongsville. Of course, never afraid to take on these big D1 schools here. What stands out to you about the Strongsville team?
Yeah, you know, they're a high-level team. They've got some really good players, a couple Division I-type players, big 6'3 kid inside. And then probably their best players are sophomore point guard, who really distributes the ball well, knock down a pull-up in your eye. And so we're going to have to be ready to come defensively, and hopefully we can turn our defense into our offense and score a few points.
Aside from those things, Brady, anything else in terms of just that first game of the year type of thing, kind of getting past that early on in that first game part of the game, right?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it yesterday, you know, taking that first minute, kind of get the jitters out of the way. Everybody touched the ball. But, you know, Strongsville is very good at going on runs. And so if we don't come out of the gate ready to go, we could find ourselves down 12-0, 14-0 real quick if we're not careful. So hopefully we kind of get the jitters out of the way early, see the ball go through the basket, and settle down and play.
All right, Brady, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of Ohio Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Hi, folks. This is Ty Meyer at Promotion Therapy. I can't believe that fall is here and football season is up and going. Hey, just wanted to let you know there's no need to travel far to get state-of-the-art physical and occupational therapy. Whether it be in Tuscarawas or Holmes County, we have the therapists to treat your injury, whether it's on a pickleball court or a football field. We're located at 1207 South Washington Street in Millersburg and our new location at 460 Dover Road in Sugar Creek, just a short walk from Garaway High School. Find us on the web at promotion-therapy.com or call us at 330-600-0844. At Promotion Therapy, we're committed to promoting a better you.
Check out this property located at 103 Bramley Hedge Drive in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $175,000. This two-bedroom, two-bath condo is move-in ready with new flooring, a new AC unit, and all major appliances. It includes an open concept with over 1,200 square feet of living space, along with a one-car garage and patio in the back, and some furnishings included. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Black Friday appliance savings are happening now through December 4th at Kime Mount Hope Hardware and Kime Home Center in Charm. Choose from a wide selection of gas and electric appliances, from top brand refrigerators and ranges to dishwashers and complete laundry solutions. You can shop with confidence knowing the Kime appliance team services what we sell. Don't miss Black Friday savings on appliances at both Kime Mount Hope Hardware and Kime Home Center in Charm, now through December 4th.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Caleb Taylor, inviting you to take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. We know you have choices when shopping for appliances, and we are just as competitive as the big box stores. We take pride in listening to our customers and pairing them with the best appliances to meet their needs. We offer free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your purchase, as well as service after the sale. Thank you for allowing us to serve you. Millersburg Electric, State Route 83, or 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get ready for Thanksgiving with these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Loin Roast, $8.98 a pound. 80% fresh ground chuck, $3.98 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Bottom Round Roast, $4.98 a pound. We also have bone-in pork shoulder roast, $1.98 a pound. Boneless Gerber Chicken Lover's Choice, $3.99 a pound. USDA Choice Beef Bottom Round Steak, $5.18 a pound. And fresh golden pineapple, $1.48 each. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Hometown Radio, FM 95.3, WKLM, having some technical difficulties from the gym in Strongsville. We are working to reestablish contact, and we'll get back to the basketball game pregame just as soon as we can. Thanks for bearing with us. Let's go ahead and we'll do this. We'll jump into a tune here, and we will be back as soon as we get connection reestablished here on WKLM. We'll be right back.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Funk of 40,000 years and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
FM 95.3 WKLM having some internet issues out at the site. However, the YouTube feed is recording on the YouTube feed. So that is going to be available after the game. We are still working on that, but we'll have the YouTube feed for you. We'll have the game We are working on resolving the issue just as soon as we can. Apologize for all of the inconvenience.
Stacy Mullet, drive, lane. Runner by Mullet, up in the air, off the glass, and rattles it home.
Yeah, good move by Macy, going strong to the hole.
Her first two, 17-13. Pilot has the lead by four. 50 seconds and counting, first quarter. Mustangs have it. Sydney Butera out top, now to the foul line. Butera, down the left wing. Kicks it out top now to Sydney Bass. On the left side, goes to Kennedy Neal. Neal, drive, lane, runner by Neal. High in the air, she'll bake it in, and she falls to the floor. Tough shot by Neal, she has 6 points.
She's 3 for 3.
Highland ball and a two-point advantage, 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Mullet out top, dribbles it down to the right wing. Mullet lobs it out top, goes to Joplin Yoder. On the left wing, Ellie Habaker has the basketball. Her three-pointer goes up in the air. That's going to be no good that time. Rebound to the corner, goes out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of Evie Bast. And Strongfield will have the ball. As checking in now, Tori Weaver for Highland. And she'll replace Ellie Habaker. 15 seconds to play in the first. McRae alongside Troy Fritz. Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. And also this game will be video live streamed and put on after the game tonight. Courtesy of Claxton Communications. Here's Butera. Pass to the right corner. Three-pointer up in the air by Neal. Going to be knocked down. Kennedy Neal. Down to 3 seconds. Three-pointer midcourt by Macy Mullet. Off the glass. No good. That will close it out for the quarter. At the end of one, it is Strongsville 18, Highland 17. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
Take a look at the first quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz, where Highland was 2 for 10 on 3-point tries, 20%. Strongsville 2 for 6 for 32%. Highland 4 for 6 from 2-point range. That's good for 75%. Strongsville 6 for 8 for a scorching 75%. Highland 3 of 3 for the foul line. The Mustangs 0 for 1. Highland awesome. Rebound of Strongsville 10 to 8. 4 turnovers for the Mustangs, 3 for the Lady Hawks in that first quarter of play. Again, we are live on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Currently, Michael Hammond back at the studios. We're also going to be posting the video stream of tonight's contest, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Jacob Heading and Lily Perez. We'll be posting that to the WKLM YouTube page immediately following tonight's contest, so make sure you look for that. And it'll be Highland basketball to begin the second quarter of play. Once we get things situated. And really a back and forth, action-packed first quarter, Troy.
Well, indeed it was. You take a look at the rebounding numbers. They're 10-8 for Highland. That's a big number when you look at the size advantage that Strongsville has over Highland. So Highland's playing intensity on the floor. Strongsville has been matching that. It's been a good contest early on.
Joplin Yoder had the 5 points in that first quarter. 6 for Ellie Habiger. 4 for Trish Troyer. 2 for Macy Mullet. Strongsville, 9 points, including that three-pointer at the end of the quarter by Kennedy Neal. 9 for her. 3 points for Sydney Butera. 2 apiece for Bass, Rodak, and Diozaghi. Now we're ready to go for the second. Highland has the ball. Out top goes to Macy Mullet. Dribbles the left wing. Spins around. Pass inside. Goes to Joplin Yoder. Under the basket. Dives after it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be off of a diving in Sydney Bass.
Nice set play coming out of the halftime there, trying to get Joplin down there on the right block. Just off of her fingertips.
Highland inbound, but he threw him backboard. Embedded by Evie Masco's left wing to Macy Mullet. Mullet out top. Mullet, deep three-pointer up there by Mullet. Going to be knocked down.
Step back and knock it down, Macy.
Yes, she did. 5 points, Macy Mullet. Highland back in the lead. It's 20 to 18. Strongsville basketball. Pass goes to the corner. Three-pointer goes up for the air by Bass. That's knocked down. She'll answer. Sydney Bass in a one-point lead for the Mustangs.
She likes that side of the floor.
5 points for Bass. Highland ball. Pass by Mullet. Inside Joplin Yoder. Backs it in. Under the bucket. Cross-court pass goes to Evie Mast. Out top, Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be good again.
Bingo.
Mullet got it going now. Back-to-back three-pointers by her. She has 8 points.
She's found a rhythm.
Six lead changes in the first half. 23-21 Lady Hawks. Strongsville basketball. Here's Butera out top. Backs it up against Weaver. Good defense by Weaver out top. Butera, three-pointer. Up for the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Going to be grabbed by Rodak. Dumps it inside to Diazegi. And she'll lay it up and in. Diazegi has four. We're tied up now at 23 apiece. First tie of the first half. Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullet. Bounce pass to Joplin Yoder. Left of the foul line. Out top, Macy Mullet. Mullet spins around. Pass right wing into the hands of Tori Weaver now. Out top, Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be no good that time. Heat check. Rebound goes to Diazegi. Mustangs basketball tied up at 23. 6.5 to play, second quarter. On the left wing, the dribble by Bass. Spins around to the foul line, to the lane. Shot left hand by Bass, no good. Rebound Diazegi. Her putback is no good, but she'll be fouled. That's the 6'3 senior, Esther Diazegi. Handful inside, now to the foul line.
Yeah, she was there. She used her height to grab that rebound. Get the stick back going to the foul line.
So at the foul line indeed, Esther Diazegi will line things up. Free throw up going to be no good on the first attempt. Joplin Yoder had her first personal foul there.
Diazegi runs the floor very well for a big girl, Matt. 6'3", and she can get up and down the floor.
He certainly does. Second free throw up going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound going to be hauled in by Tori Weaver.
Shortest girl on the floor.
And she's hitting the boards. Weaver to the front court. Over to Mullet, back to Weaver. Left wing in the past, Trish Troyer. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer, top of the key, going to be knocked down, Joplin Yoder.
Stepped into it.
8 points for Joplin, her second three-pointer. Timeout Highland. Highland up 26-23, 6 minutes to play first half. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Hey, reminder again to stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Roadie's IGA Marketplace, as it'll be Michael Hamlin reporting all the area scores for you all the way until midnight. Strongsville has the basketball, down by three out of the timeout. Sydney Butera across the timeline. Bass pass goes over to Bass, high on the right side. Back to Butera on the left wing. Working against the, like a zone matchup, zone that time, 1-3-1 zone for Highland.
They are indeed. Good call, Matt.
On the right wing, here's Sydney Bass. Out top, three-pointer by Butera's up in the air. That's going to be no good. Rebound, batted through the hands of Troyer, but picked up instead by Butera. Back in the hands of Strongsville. Out top to Bass. Three-pointer by Butera up in the air. Going to be in and out, and no good. Halfway down the miss. Rebound, diving board by Joplin Yoder. And going to be kicked after she got the rebound by Strongsville. Highland will have the basketball. So turnover on the Lady Mustangs. That'll be their fifth. Good hustle, though, by Joplin Yoder to get that diving steal. And Highland will have it. 5:20 to play in the second quarter. Out top, Habiger. Left wing to Trish Troyer.
Troyer surveys it. Now dribbles it back near the midcourt line. Her pass into the hands of Evie Mast, high on the right. Mast outs off to the foul line. Mast to the lane. Shoot shot by Mast. No good, but she drew a foul. Good take to the basket. A foul called on Rodak.
Yeah, that was a good awareness there by Mast. She had Rodak on her hip and just kept taking her to the basket and drew the foul. That's good, smart basketball.
Certainly is. First team foul in Strongsville. The first personal on Rodak. So Evie Mast, who averaged just under 4 points per game last year and just under 3 rebounds per contest at the foul line, the 5'5 junior guard, will miss the first free throw attempt. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Mass getting set for that second free throw attempt. And that is up in the air. It's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Diazegui. Mustangs have it. Here's Butera across the midcourt line. Pass it high on the right side. Shovel pass left wing to Kennedy Neal. Neal drive to the lane. It gets called for what? Going to be a foul called on the floor. Yeah. And that'll be the second team foul on Highland.
Got a little reach there. On Macy Miller, checked in for Highland. She got a quick foul.
It'll be her first personal foul.
Perrin Mishler back in. Freshman for Highland getting some more playing time.
Embedded to the left wing, grabbed now by Diazegui. Back out top to Butera. Butera dribbles it to the foul line to the lane. Runner off the glass by Butera. No good. Rebound put back by Diazegui. That's no good. Rebound juggled. Finally grabbed by Habiger. Highland ball. Macy Mullet now on the fast break. Mullet drive. Lane. Kicks it right side. Grabbed in by Macy Miller. Goes out top for the pass to Mullet. Mullet crossover to the foul line. Runner by Mullet up in the air. No good. Rebound grabbed by Kennedy Neal. Mustangs have the ball. With an out-top drive by Neal to the foul line. And what could it be? A call for an offensive foul pushed off on Mishler. He gets called for the offensive foul on Neal.
Good defense by Mishler. Sitting down there and taking the charge. Gotta love that effort.
Second personal on Neal. Second team foul in Strongsville. And they'll get the turnover. And Highland's going to have the basketball. The jewelry store in Millersburg has custom family jewelry with birthstones for each family member that will be appreciated by grandmothers, mothers, and daughters. Take advantage of sale prices now and order by December 11th for guaranteed Christmas delivery. Highland ball still stuck on that 26-23 score, but Highland has that three-point lead. Macy Mullet to the front court, dribbles it left wing. Pass inside, Joplin Yoder to the right block. Jump hook by Yoder can be banked in, Joplin Yoder.
Good inlet pass from Macy Mullet, but Yoder was posted up nice on the left block.
She has 10, five of those in the quarter. 28-23 lead for Highland. Strongsville ball. Butera out top. Dribbles it against Fisher. Pass right wing, three-pointer there by Mass is no good. Sydney Bass missed it. Rebound goes to Tori Weaver. Weaver to the front court for Highland on the left wing. Drive to the lane. Her cross-court pass through the hands of Mishler out of bounds. Turnover on Highland that time. That'll be their fourth. First of the quarter. And Lady Hawks will have it near side. Again, this game is live on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We'll be posting the video stream of tonight's game to the WKLM YouTube page immediately following tonight's contest. And it's courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Strongsville ball, drive, runner with left hand by Bass, blocked, rebound, Joplin Yoder. Highland ball, 3.5 to play in the first half. Mullet to the front court, and Wiener went flying across the floor. And I'm thinking that's going to be a foul.
Yeah, they got a little hip check on Sydney Butera. Not on purpose, but boy, did she go across the floor, Matt. Flying was right. Good word. Tori Weaver, she got 4 rebounds tonight already in this contest. She's a tough one.
Yep, she's a scrappy. As we saw that throughout last season.
Oh, boy, did we ever.
13 foul on Strongsville. And now Highland has it. Pass to the front court, Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it down the right wing. Crossover to the foul line. Shovels the left side. Three-pointer up here by Trish Troyer is going to be knocked in.
There she got one.
7 points for Trish Troyer, her first three-point basket. 31-23 Lady Hawks. Strongsville ball. Butera out top. Crossover. Backs it up. Now to the foul line. Pass inside. Now to the corner. Shot up there by Rodak. Going to be off the mark. Rebound. Chased down by Macy Mullet after a great box out by the Highland players. Mullet pass to the corner. Grabbed by Trish Troyer. Backs it up high on the left side. Out top to Macy Mullet. Mullet dribbles it. Gets the play call from head coach Brady Schlabel. Now the right wing goes in the hands of Mishler. Grabs it. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Left side, Trish Troyer. Dribbles it to the baseline. Troyer, layup off the last and good.
Beautiful take by Trish.
She has 9. Timeout called. Highland up by 10. 33-23. 2.5 to play second quarter. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
If you're looking for a nice-sized two-bedroom home that is a great alternative to buying a condo, then check out this property at 102 Quinn Circle in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. The home has a new kitchen with hard surface countertops and high-end appliances. The flooring has been replaced throughout the home, while the laundry off the kitchen has a separate room for folding and keeping cleaning supplies. Updated light fixtures and a fresh coat of paint has been added to the walls and trim. Located in the West Olds Local School District. For more information, or to choose to date and time to see this property, contact Daniel Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
To kind of get going, and that's not the case in this first half.
No, not at all here. They've come out in that second quarter shooting well, got 4 3-pointers they've knocked down, which has helped spread this lead out to 10 points. They find themselves down 13-7 at one point in this ballgame, Matt.
Looking good right now. Strongsville has it out of the timeout, finding themselves down by 10. Here's Sydney Beatera across the timeline. Dribbles the left wing. Pass left to the foul line goes to Sydney Bass. Pass gets the hand off. Three-pointer player by Kennedy Neal. Going to be off the mark. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of the hands of Kennedy Neal. And Highland's going to have this ball with the team rebound. 2:21 to play in the second quarter. Light focal pressure by Beatera. Inbound in the hands of Macy Muller. She'll take it herself across the midcourt line. In the hands of Habiger. Left wing. Back to Trish Troyer. Out top to Habiger. Dribbles it to the foul line. Spins around to the lane. Her shot left hand off the rim. No good by Habiger. Rebound grabbed by Esther Biasetti. And Mustangs have the ball. Here's Butera out top. Dribbles it now to the top of the key. Now pass left side. Received now. The dribble by Bass. Whips the pass down the right point to Kennedy Neal. Neal surveys it. Jab step. And now too long. 5-second violation. Great defense by Trish Troyer out top.
Yeah, good defense on the ball and good defense away from the ball by the balance of the Highland team. There was nowhere to go with that pass.
7 turnovers on Strongsville. And now Highland has the ball with 1:45 to play in the half. Macy Bellis pass front court to Habiger. Left wing Trish Troyer. Out top Joplin Yoder. Shovels the right wing back to Ellie Habiger. Out top Macy Mullet. Mullet to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. Out top to Joplin Yoder now. She'll get the handoff near the midcourt line. Macy Muller who calls out the play. Now to Habiger. Who's directing traffic. Back in the corner. Received by Trish Troyer. Out top Habiger. Dribbles it to the foul line. Backs it in. Out top back to Evie Mast. Left side goes Macy Muller. Drive to the baseline. Her runner up with the air. Going to be knocked down Macy Muller.
Great patience by Highland to get a good shot off by Macy.
Yeah, that was a clinic that time. 35-23 Lady Hawks. Strongsville has the ball. Here's Butera. Near midcourt. Dribbles it out top. Butera, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. 54 seconds and counting, second quarter. Roll it down to the front court. Backs it up as Highland looks to run down some clock a little bit. 40 seconds and counting in the half. On the left side, Ellie Habiger. Pass inside, goes too tall, out of bounds, but off the hands of Rodak. Highland will keep it. Highland will inbound the ball to the right of their own backboard with this 12-point advantage. And Macy Mullet to inbound the ball. Into the corner goes to Joplin Yoder. Yoder backs it in. Picks it up and gets called for traveling.
Yeah, she pinned that one on her hip trying to make a move. Good
fifth,
call.
Fifth turnover on Highland. Light full court pressure by Edie Nash now. Inbounded to Sydney Butera. 30 seconds and counting in the half. Butera now to the front court. 25 seconds and counting. Now down the 20. Guarded by Edie Mast. 18 seconds as Strongsville trying to go for that final shot of the half. Now down to 14 seconds. Pass goes right side. Received now by Bass. Back to Butera. 9 seconds to go. Butera near midcourt. Down to 6 seconds. Out top, down to the foul line. Butera gets the handoff. Dribble by Bass. 18 throw by Bass up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Trish Troyer to close out the half. Halftime score from Strongsville. It's Highland 35 and Strongsville 23. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Caleb Taylor inviting you to take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. We know you have choices when shopping for appliances, and we are just as competitive as the big box stores. We take pride in listening to our customers and pairing them with the best appliances to meet their needs. We offer free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your purchase, as well as service after the sale. Thank you for allowing us to serve you. Millersburg Electric, State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get ready for Thanksgiving with these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have honeysuckle whole frozen turkeys while supplies last, $1.28 a pound. Black Label Hormel bacon, $4.98. USDA Choice New York strip steak, $9.98 a pound. We also have twin pack whole pork shoulder, $1.58 a pound. 21 to 25 count Southern Seas raw shrimp, $6.98. 10 pound bag of genuine Idaho potatoes, $4.48. 3 pound bag of California navel oranges, $3.98. And large stock celery, $1.48 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement. Improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Pomerine Hospital Auxiliary's 15th Annual Christmas Festival is taking place at the Berlin Grand Hotel in downtown Berlin on Friday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5 per person, with children 14 and under free. Prepare to be enchanted by a stunning array of over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, centerpieces, displays, and small furniture pieces, all available for purchase. All proceeds from the festival will directly benefit Pomerine Hospital's mission of caring for our community's health, funding patient care equipment and facility improvements that serve our community. Plan to attend Pomerine Hospital Auxiliary's Christmas Festival on December 6th and 7th at the Berlin Grand Hotel.
It is halftime in girls high school basketball. Highland owns a 12-point advantage at 35-23. Strongsville led 18-17 after four lead changes in that first quarter. Of course, that three-pointer toward the end of the quarter by Kennedy Neal gave Strongsville that one-point advantage. But it was all Highland in a dominant second quarter, outscoring the Mustangs 18-5. And Highland that 12-point lead at halftime at 35-23 in all six lead changes and also one tie in the first half. And Highland, again, Highland with that 12-point advantage. For Highland individually, leading the way for them, two players in double figures. Macy Mullen led the way, the sophomore guard, going 2-5 from three-point distance, also 2-for-3 from two-point range. Mullen had 10 first-half points. Also, Joplin Yoder in the first half. Of course, the Ashland commit went 2-of-4 on three-point tries, 2-for-3 from two-point range. Joplin Yoder had 10 first-half points. And Trish Troyer just missing double figures, as for Trish, she was 1-for-2 on three-point tries, 2-for-2 from two-point range, 2-of-2 for the foul line, as Trish Troyer had 9 first-half points. 6 points also scored by Ellie Habiger, running out the Highland total of 35. For Strongsville, leading the way, that was Kennedy Neal. As for Neal, she was 1-of-4 on three-point tries, 3-for-3 from two-point range. Her total of 9 points, but did not score in the second quarter. 5 points also scored by Sydney Bass, and 4 points for Esther Diazeki, 3 points for Sydney Butera, and 2 points for Faith Rodak, running out the Mustangs' total of 23. Again, halftime score, Highland 35, Strongsville 23. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. Taking a look at your three-point shooting, both teams for Highland, they would go 6 of 15, good for 40%. Strongsville was 3 of 13, good for just 23%. From the floor, it would be Highland going 7-11 from two-point range, good for 63%, while Strongsville was 7 of 13 for 54%. From the free throw line, Highland 3 of 5, 60%. Strongsville was 1 of 3 for 33%. Rebounding advantage goes to the Lady Hawks, 22-17. Strongsville committed 7 turnovers, Highland just 5 in the first half.
For Highland individually, rebounding-wise, Joplin Yoder had 6 rebounds, 2 at the offensive end, 5 boards all, 4 boards also for Tori Weaver, and 4 rebounds also for Ellie Hamburger. She had 2 at the offensive end. For Strongsville, leading the way, it was 6 rebounds for Esther Diazegui, and also 3 boards for Faith Rodak, and 3 boards for Kennedy Neal in that first half of play. Again, the halftime score, Highland up 35-23, and Troy, you look at that really back-and-forth first quarter, but Highland really kind of took another step ahead there in the second quarter of play.
Well, they did. Yeah, and I think it kind of started when they changed that defense. You called it out, Matt. They switched into that little 1-3-1 matchup zone for a little bit, and that made Strongsville take some different shots on the floor. And from that changed the momentum of the game, just that one possession. From there, Highland come down and started hitting three-pointers. You know, and then you have a Joplin Yoder that can play you big inside because she is big, but she can also step out behind the arc and knock them down. We've seen her do that a couple times there in that quarter.
And we kind of saw as Highland started knocking down those shots, that kind of opened things up for Joplin. Inside.
It did. It absolutely opened the floor up, and then, you know, now Macy Mullet catches fire, and she knocks down two. Trish Troyer got one. All of a sudden, Highland was shooting lights out, Matt.
And you talked about it was good to see Para Mishler got some time out there. Macy Miller, some other players get some time, a very valuable minutes as well.
Well, it is, and that's typical what we see at Highland. They're going to play some young players. They want to develop depth as they go through the season. They're not wasting any time doing that, Matt. They're putting some fresh on the floor now.
No doubt. Again, a reminder, we are live on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com tonight. And Michael Hammond, of course, back at WKLM Sports Central. We're also going to be posting the video stream of tonight's contest to the WKLM YouTube page. Can't do it live tonight, but we will have it on YouTube, again, right after this game is over with, so stay tuned for that also, for that video stream coverage as well, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Jacob Hedding and Lily Perez. Again, the halftime score is Highland 35 and Strongsville 23. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Broman & Byler in Millersburg is a local full-service accounting firm. Hello, this is John Byler. We offer a complete range of services from tax, business, and estate planning to bookkeeping and payroll services. When choosing a financial advisor at tax time, choose Broman & Byler at 161 North Washington Street in Millersburg. You can reach us at 330-674-8222.
Driving close to power lines is usually safe, but accidents can happen unexpectedly. Do you know what to do if you come across downed power lines? Step one, stay inside your vehicle for safety. It's often safer than being outside with live cables. Simultaneously, dial 911 for immediate assistance. Step two, also ensure that no one approaches the vehicle. It's advisable to maintain a distance of at least 50 feet from the car. To learn more, reach out to your local co-op for additional information.
playoff football tonight in the regional championship in Division 7. Danville has a 14-0 advantage over Eastern. Of course, the winner goes on to the state semifinals next week. So Danville trying to get to the state if that 14-0 lead right now over the Eastern Eagles. And just about ready for the start of the second half in this one. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast. And reminder also, Highland plays next on Wednesday, a home game against Wayndale. We'll have that game for you on WKLM. And also it'll be Strongsville. They'll play a game on Tuesday, and that'll be out Shaker Heights for them. For us, we have two games coming away tomorrow in the afternoon. We have girls basketball. Westholz is at Dover. Airtime around 12:40 for that. And that'll be live. That'll be also live on Stream 1 on our website, WKLMFM.com. And also be posted on YouTube immediately following the contest. Of course, we also have on the radio on FM 95.3 tomorrow afternoon the Ohio State Indiana game during that stretch as well during that game. And also tomorrow night we'll have girls basketball from the Smithville Barn Classic. Wayndale takes on Broadview Heights, also video live streamed on YouTube. It'll be Strongsville basketball to begin the second half. Out top to Butera. Shows the left wing drive by Kennedy Neal to the foul line. Fumbles it on the floor and stolen away by Macy Mullock. Turnover on Strongsville. They'll be their eighth. Highland ball going right to left with it. Joplin Yoder now to the right wing. Hands it off to Macy Mullett, who calls out the play. Mullett has it outside. Pass right to the foul line. Goes to Joplin Yoder. Spins around to the baseline. She's cut off. Backs it up to the corner. Now out top. Gets the handoff to Evie Mass. Crossover to the foul line. Shot by Mass for the foul line. No good. Rebound grabbed by Esther Diazeggi. Mustangs basketball. Butera now to the front court. Down to the foul line. Kicks the right wing. Grabbed by Kennedy Neal. Neal dribbles it to the baseline. Up-out shot, no good, but she was fouled out with a foul. Slapped that foul on Trish Troyer, the first team foul on Highland.
Yeah, kind of got bailed out there. She was kind of falling to the floor, and a Highland player reached in and fouled her. I think if they had let her go, she would have fell down on her own.
Third personal foul on Trish Troyer. And Neal stepping to the foul line.
Number 20, Kennedy Neal.
Stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for high school scoreboard on WKLM. And it'll be brought to you by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace. Michael Hamill will have the area girls basketball scores for you as well as the area playoff scores for you as well. And it'll be all the way, every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. First free throw is good by Neal. She has 10 points now. Her first point since the 9-point first quarter for her. Second free throw also is good. 35-25 Highland, they had the ball early in the third quarter. Mullett across the midcourt line. Dribbles the left wing. Pass inside. Goes to Joplin Yoder. Her shot can be blocked, but a foul is called on the attempted block on Sydney Bass, and Joplin goes to the foul line.
Yeah, I think they got the ball clean, but it was with the body down low. Good call by the official. And a good move by Joplin going strong to the hole.
Second foul on Bass now at the foul line. Joplin Yoder. She had 10 first half points. Free throw here is going to be no good. And she'll have one more to go. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Threaded Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Threaded Ink, custom apparel and embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw is good. Joplin now has 11. 36-25 Highland. Mustangs with the basketball. And across the timeline, the dribble by Sydney Bass to the right wing. Pass goes to the right side. Over to Butera. Butera thought about it. Pass instead goes out top back to Bass. Pass, right block, goes inside. Runner high in the air by Neal, and it'll be going in. A little rainbow shot inside by Neal.
That one might bring rain.
Highland ball, out top. Three-point up there by Habaker. Scholl missed the shot. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder inside, though. Yoder under the basket. Cross-court pass received now by Trish Troyer. Out top to Macy Mullett. Mullett dribbles it. Knocked away, grabs it. Now dribbles it high on the right side. Her pass, near side, Evie Mass. Left wing, Trish Troyer. Troyer shovels it out top to Mass. Mass to the foul line, to the lane. Layup by Mass. No good. Rebound grabbed by Esther Diazeggi. Mustangs basketball. Butera to the front court. Down to the foul line. Butera, head fake. Pass behind her back. Batted back to her. Her shot no good. Rebound to the floor. Finally grabbed by Macy Mullett. Mullett on the fast break. Drive, lane. Layup by Mullett. Off the glass. No good. Rebound by Evie Mass, though. Highland with the offensive board. Mass, three-pointer. Up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Sydney Bass. Mustangs had the ball. Back in the left wing. Three-pointer up in the air. Going to be knocked down by Kennedy Neal.
Highland does not want her to get hot.
She's getting the hot hand again in the third quarter. Timeout call, 36-30 Highland. 5:39 to play in the third quarter. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964. specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
The other guy's insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent's true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Six-point ball game, and Kennedy Neal has gotten the hot hand, as we talked about, Troy.
Yeah, you got to watch her because she can fill it up in a hurry. She's got a nice stroke from downtown.
7 points so far for her in the third quarter. And there's 8 points scored combined by the two teams here in this third quarter. She does have 16 overall. Highland basketball out of the timeout. It'll be Tori Reaver back in the ballgame. The 5'6 junior inbounds it on the back baseline. Goes over to Macy Mola in the backcourt. Mola dribbles it across the timeline. Fumbled and grabbed by Weaver. Her pass left wing, batted and stolen away, but out of bounds. So Highland will keep the basketball. Almost a steal by Neal, but Highland will be fortunate to keep this basketball. As they're pushing out that pressure defense are the Mustangs. Weaver to inbound. Just into the front court near side for Highland. Does so to Macy Mullet. Dribbles the right wing. Mullet to a jump stop. Pass near side. A little miscommunication. So threw it out as Weaver was breaking in. Turnover on Highland will be their sixth.
Tori zigged when Macy thought she was going to zag and then out of bounds.
And Mustangs have it as a result. And Butera side court inbounds it to City Bass, who will cross the timeline. Mass down to the left wing. Lobs it inside, goes to Diozeggi. Her shot is good. Esther Diozeggi has 6 points, her first points of the quarter. But Highland now a four-point lead now. 36-32. Here's Macy Mullet across the midcourt line. Has it near midcourt. Gets the hand up back to Mischler. The freshman is in. Kara Mischler down to the foul line. Her shot blocked inside. Rebound grabbed by Bass after her block. Bass now to the front court. Into the corner. Butera dribbles it back out top to Bass. Lobs it inside. Goes to Diazeggi. Back to Bass off of her leg. Goes to the floor. Diving grab. Back to Bass. On the right side, back to Neal. Neal on the right wing. Hands it off to Bass. High on the right side. Guarded tightly by Weaver. Back in the corner. Three-pointer by Neal up in the air. Going to be knocked down again.
Boy, she doesn't need much space at all.
Second three of the quarter. And now a one-point ball game, 36-35 Highland. Here's Mullet across the midcourt line. Mullet out top, picks it up. Bounce pass, Joplin Yoder on the left point. Yoder to the right of the foul line, gets the hand off to Weaver. Weaver dribbles at foul line, out top, down the drive by Chris Troyer. Her scoop shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Kennedy Neal. Her pass goes front court to Butera. Dribbles it to the baseline. She's cut off. Inside to Diazeggi. Her shot no good. Rebound under the basket. Put back. Going to be no good by Bass. Rebound tipped. Grabbed by Butera. She's double-teamed. Off the shot by Butera. No good. Rebound finally grabbed by Joplin Yoder. She'll outlaw the pass and throws it away as Troyer was not looking for it. And a turnover on Highland.
That was a flurry.
No doubt. Charlottesville has got themselves back in the ballgame. Now they were down by 12. And Highland scored just 1 point so far in this quarter.
Well, they've done it with their defensive pressure. They've really cranked it up here in the third.
12-1 outscoring Highland so far in this third. Mustangs have it to the front court. Here's Bass to the left wing. Guarded by Trish Troyer. Gets the hand off. A dribble now by Madeline Flinzing. Three-pointer by Flinzing. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be grabbed this time by Butera. Mustangs basketball. Pass inside goes to Diazeggi. Her shot up in there. Going to be no good. Rebound. She's down by Ellie Haberger. Highland ball. Here's Evie Bass to the backcourt. She'll cross the timeline. Highland up 36-35. 23-20 to play. Third quarter. Back to Troyer. Left wing. Out top. Joplin Yoder. Yoder. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Foul called after going after that board. Apparently going to be called on Highland.
See who they got that foul on. Said to be off the ball.
Yeah. They're not putting the foul up there, so I'm sure what that could have been. The shot was actually literally up in the air. Hit the The bar above the basket.
Could have hit the escutcheon, possibly, yes.
Pass inside goes to Diazaghi. Her shot up in there going to be no good, but that will be a foul. And it'll be slapped on Ellie Habiger inside, her second. And now Diazaghi to the foul line.
Habiger at 5'10 is not going to match that 6'3 height that she got her on the arm.
She has 6 points, does Diazaghi. The 6'3 senior gets set to shoot the first free throw attempt. That's up, and that's going to be good. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Free throw up, going to be no good on the second attempt. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder, but we are tied at 36. Highland ball, Mullet to the front court, dribbles the left wing. Pass inside, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the paint. Picks it up, bounce off, and gets called for traveling. Highland now up to 8 turnovers on the night. Strongsville has outscored Highland 13-1 now in this quarter.
Strongsville defender jumped into the passing lane, and it threw Joplin off.
Sidney Bass into the front court for the Mustangs. Takes the left wing. Gets the handoff, deflected, grabbed by Neal. Spins around, outs off. Neal. Pass inside, going to be corralled by Diazaghi. Her shot up going to be no good. Rebound tipped to the hands of Ellie Habiger. Has it knocked out of bounds, but Highland will keep the basketball.
Yeah, Habiger getting a couple big rebounds for Highland on these last two possessions.
Tied up at 36 apiece. Again, we are live on FM 95.3 and WKLNFM.com. Michael Hammond back in the studios. We'll be posting the video stream of tonight's contest, courtesy of Claxton Communications, to the WKLN YouTube page after the game. Here's Trish Troyer on the left wing. Her pass goes to Habiger. Three-pointer by Habiger. Up in the air, going to be off the mark. Missed everything. Rebound, though, grabbed by Evie Bast. Bast takes the left wing. Bast stepped out of bounds, says the official, and that will be a turnover, number 9, on the Lady Hawks.
Had her pinned on the sideline. Nowhere to go.
2:05 to play in the quarter. Tied up at 36 apiece. Brady Stabel kind of stating this case with the official there. Inbounded by Bass in the backcourt goes to Sidney Butera. Butera to the front court. Guarded by Mast. Pass through the corner. Grabbed inside now by Kennedy Neal here. Lamp was going to be good.
Yeah, Neal did a good job sealing off the defender with her big frame.
Inside and outside, she's doing it all. 38-36 now Strongsville. They have the lead. Highland with the ball. Pass to the side goes to Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the right block. Yoder, wraparound pass to the corner. Three-pointer by Trish Troyer is going to be no good. Rebound chased down by Neal. Neal, knocked loose, stolen away by Joplin Yoder. Finds Evie Mass. Back to Ellie Habiger. Habiger drive lane. Her shot going to be no good, but rebound and grabbed by Butera. And she'll be fouled by Evie Mast. 13th foul on Highland. Mast going to have her first personal foul. Good drive by Habiger. Couldn't draw that foul. It'll be Mustangs ball with 1:25 to play in the quarter.
Yeah, Highland struggling to find a way to get the ball in the hole here in this third quarter.
Still searching for their first field goal. Embedded to Butera. Mustangs ball on a 2-point advantage. Butera to the front court, guarded by Evie Mast. And the foul line goes to Neal. Neal. Pass to the right corner, 3-point up to the air. Going to be in and out, no good by Bass. Rebound tipped to the hands of Joplin Yoder. Highland ball, down by a pair. Macy Mullet, down to the front court. Mullet dribbles it high on the right, gets the handoff, Joplin Yoder. She'll find Mast. Mast, bounce, pass, right to the foul line, Habiger. Inside Joplin Yoder, backs it in. Yoder, layup going to be no good, but she was fouled by Sidney Bass. Second team foul on Strongsville.
And that's what Highland needs to do, is just take the ball right at them and try and draw these fouls. Good strong move by Yoder.
Bass has her third personal foul. Joplin Yoder has 11 points. She has the 1 point the Highland has scored in this quarter.
Grabbed 10 rebounds now on the night as well, Matt. She's got a double-double.
Free throw up going to be good. 12 points for Joplin. Torrey Weaver is in for Evie Mast. This free throw would tie the game up for a second time of the quarter if she's able to knock it down. And the 6-foot senior lobs it up. It's going to be good. 13 points for Joplin. We're tied up at 38 apiece. Mustangs hand the ball. 50 seconds and counting in the third. Here's Butera. Gets a pass off over to Bass. Bass's 15-footer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Diazegui. Dumps it inside to Vitera. Across the lane. Goes to the court. Three-pointer by Neal is going to be baked in. Everything going right for Kennedy Neal tonight.
She is hot.
Here's a drive by Mullet. Mullet shot for the foul line going to be no good. Rebound by Weaver, however. Another offensive rebound by Weaver. She's going to be fouled. Well, she has a knack for that.
Tori Weaver, 5 rebounds on the night.
Third team foul. Highlands ball. They trail at 41-38.
Team third, player third.
And a win bat at 4 of the Lady Hawks, Tori Weaver. Also in going to be Madeline Cleansing, 5'5 freshman, checking in for Kennedy Neal, who will get a well-deserved break. 3 three-pointers in the corner for Kennedy Neal. And Weaver to inbound. Does so to Troyer, but knocked away on the inbounds pass. The steal by the Mustangs. Highland, their 10th turnover, their 5th of the quarter. Mustangs ball. 18 seconds to play in the third. Butera has it high on the left side. Directing traffic, working against Weaver. Dribbles it outside. She'll back it up now high on the right. 4 seconds. Butera picks it up. 3-4 by Butera up in the air. Going to miss everything. Rebound out of bounds, and they'll close it out for the third quarter of play at the end of 3. It is Strongsville 41, Highland 38. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Hello, everyone. This is Kennedy Miller, physical therapist at Promotion Therapy. We provide outpatient physical and occupational therapy services for patients of all ages with a variety of diagnoses and conditions. We also provide physical and occupational therapy services in the home. We are located at 1207 South Washington Street in Millersburg between Dairy Queen and Quick Lube. For your therapy needs, stop by the clinic or give us a call at 330-600-0844. We would also like to take a moment to wish all Holmes County athletes good luck as the fall sports season begins. We will be cheering you on.
Discover these new construction single-family plan unit development homes located at 1033 Sycamore Lane in Millersburg with an asking price at $251,500. These open floor plan condos on the Trail Edge Estates feature 2 bedrooms, 2 baths, and a 2-car heated garage. Enjoy an open concept kitchen and living room, stainless steel appliances, and a cozy den. Plus, don't forget about the walk-in closet, shower, and dual vanity with quartz countertops. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Pedro Guzman at 330-763-1424 or check it out at confidentrealty.com.
And third quarter, courtesy of Troy Fritz, where Highland was 0 for 3 on 3-point tries. Strongsville 3 for 5 for 60%. Strongsville also 3 for 10 for 2-point range for 30%. Highland 0 for 7. Highland also 3 of 4 for the foul line for 75%. Yeah, as well, Strongsville also 3 of 4 for the foul line. Highland out rebounding the Mustangs 11 to 10. 5 turnovers, though, by the Lady Hawks, just 2 for the Mustangs. In that third quarter play, where Highland, actually Strongsville outscoring the Highland 18 to 3 in that third quarter of action. Highland ball. Bass pass going to be thrown out of bounds by Mullet. Nobody was there on the backdoor pass attempt. Instead, it'll be the 11th turnover on Highland.
Yeah, she was looking for Joplin to go down to the low post. She stayed out wide.
So it'll be Mustangs basketball. They have a 3-point lead to begin the fourth. Hawks see if they can turn things around in the fourth quarter. On the right wing, the dribble by Bass. Gets the handoff to Butera out top. Butera comes behind her back on the floor. Picks it up. Pass out top to Bass. Inside to Diazegui. Now the right corner. Shot up in the air. Going to be knocked down by Faith Rodak. She has 4. 43-38. Strongsville has the lead. Highland still has yet to score a field goal in the second half. On the left wing, the Trish Troyer with the Bass. She'll dribble it out top. Troyer crossover. Left side. Gets the handoff to Macy Mullet. Mullet dribbles it on the right point. Now the handoff to Joplin Yoder. Around the perimeter, over to Trish Troyer high on the left side. Now to Ellie Haberger inside. Joplin Yoder goes out of bounds, and that will be a turnover. Try to find her, couldn't do it. It'll be the 12th Highland turnover tonight.
Strongsville has done a really good job of taking away the inside gain of Joplin Yoder in the second half. They're making it very hard to get any inlet passes.
Mustangs will have it. And a 5-point lead in the fourth. 7 minutes to go. Here's Bass to the front court on the left wing. Her pass left to the foul line to Diazegui. Into the corner, back to Bass. Bass, 3-pointer up in the air is going to be no good. Rebound will be hauled in by Rodak. Back in the left side. Inside the Diazegui, her shot up is going to be no good. Rebound going to be 5-4 on the floor. Dove after and finally grabbed by Rodak. 3-pointer right wing by Kennedy Neal. That's going to be no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Ellie Haberger, and Highland has the ball. Yoder's pass goes front court to the corner. 3-pointer by Trish Troyer is going to be knocked in.
There we go. That's what the Hawks needed right there.
First field goal of the second half. Troyer now has 12 points. And Highland down 43-41. That was her second three-pointer made tonight. Here's Neal left to the foul line. Backs it up out top. Neal, three-pointer top of the key. Going to be no good that time. Rebound grabbed by Jonathan Yoder. Neal, of course, has 24 points in that big third quarter. Here's Jonathan Yoder. Out top of the pass, Macy Mullen. Mullen, three-pointer up in the air. It's going to be no good. Off the backcourt. Rebound goes to Faith Rodak. And timeout by Strongsville. 5:55 to play, fourth quarter, 43-41. Strongsville has the lead. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Black Friday appliance savings are happening now through December 4th at Keim Mount Hope Hardware and Keim Home Center in Charm. Choose from a wide selection of gas and electric appliances, from top brand refrigerators and ranges to dishwashers and complete laundry solutions. You can shop with confidence knowing the Keim appliance team services what we sell. Don't miss Black Friday savings on appliances at both Keim Mount Hope Hardware and Keim Home Center in Charm, now through December 4th.
Viker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Viker Concrete has served homes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Viker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Viker Concrete.
Reminder to stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Rody's IGA Marketplace. Michael Hamill, we're reporting on all the area girls basketball scores for you, and also the playoff football scores for you tonight, every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Hawks basketball out of the timeout. And, you know, actually should be Strongsville basketball. I should say they had the timeout, and they'll have it to inbound Faith Rodak in the backcourt. There it is. And now the dribble by Sydney Bass across the timeline. Dribbles the right wing. Right of the foul line, goes on the dribble by Neal. Three-pointer for the right wing by Butera. Is going to be in and out, no good. Rebound, however, grabbed by Faith Rodak. And going to be a foul called apparently on Strongsville. Offensive foul. And that'll be up to 10 turnovers now for them tonight. Highland has the ball down by just two.
Calls on the Mustangs. Number 14, her second team first.
Second personal on Rodak. Highland with it. Here's Macy Mullet across the midcourt line. Mullet takes the left wing, drives to the lane. Mullet, runner off the last, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Diazegui. Here's Neal with it across the timeline. Neal to the foul line, to the lane. Scoop shot by Neal, going to be off the last. No good, but she did draw the foul, I believe, on Mullet, and that'll send Neal back to the foul line.
And she almost got three-point play, almost got that one to drop.
Calls on the Hawks, number two. That's her first.
The first team foul on Highland, first personal on Macy Mullet. They get 24 points tonight by Kennedy Neal. Neal, the 5'10 senior four, that free throw is good. Make it 25 for her now.
Perfect 3 of 3 from the line.
And the second free throw. Jordan had 15 points in that third quarter. That free throw good. Make it 26. 45-41 Mustangs. Highland with the basketball, 5:17 and counting third in the fourth quarter. Here's Mullet across the timeline, dribbles it, pass to the corner, goes over to Perrin Mishler. The freshman dribbles it right wing. Her pass down to Mullet near the midcourt line. Mullet has it out top, now to the left wing. Pass near side goes to Trish Troyer. Back near the midcourt line now on the dribble. Troyer with it out top. Picks it up. On the right wing, the Weaver. Her pass goes to Joplin Yoder now. Yoder out top. Dribbles it to the foul line. Her pass deflected, grabbed by Troyer. Troyer to the foul line, to the lane. Troyer, runner off last, is no good. Rebound hauled in by Sydney Bass. Joella pass to the front court. Three-pointer by Neal up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Mishler. Highland ball. Has it knocked out of bounds, though, off the hands of Butera. Highland will have it now. Side court as Ellie Habiger checks in. Also in is Evie Bass for Trish Troyer and Perrin Mishler.
Try to get some fresh legs on the floor for Highland here to get a spark.
Habiger to inbound. Does so out top the Joplin Yoder. Receives it, now dribbles it. Left wing now on the three-pointer by Evie Mass. Going to be knocked down, Evie Mass.
Left her open, and she took advantage of it.
Her first point tonight, and it comes at a good time. Highland down by one now. Mustangs basketball. Here's Butera to the front court. On the left wing pass inside, grab now by Bass. Her layup is going to be good. Off the backdoor cut, Bass has 7. First points of the second half for her. Drive. Lane runner by Macy Bullitt. No good. Rebound to Diazegui. Charlottesville ball. They have a 47-44 lead. Now the right corner goes to Neal. Neal, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. But a foul called away for the basketball. Jean-Pierre battling inside with Diazegui. They called Diazegui with the push-off.
Probably a little frustration. Her and Joplin have been banging pretty hard down in there.
It's the second team foul in Strongsville. First personal foul in Diazegui. And that'll be the 11th Strongsville turnover. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullet on the left wing. Drive into the corner. Pass goes over to Trish Troyer. Troyer dribbles it out top. Now to the foul line. Off the screen set by Joplin Yoder. Now Yoder has it out top. Yoder, three-pointer up, but they are going to be no good. Rebound to Diazegui. Mustangs have it. Here's Butera now to the front court. 47-44, Strongsville. 3.5 to go. On the right wing, pass goes to Neal. Good tight defense by Mullet. Neal spins around to the corner. Double team. Nowhere to go with it. Goes out of bounds and off of Neal. And that'll be a Strongsville turnover.
Yeah, great job there by Highland getting the double team down the corner.
12 turnovers on the Mustangs. Highland ball, and they trail it by 3 in the fourth. Macy Mullet, the sophomore. Across the midcourt line on the pass goes to Habiger, left wing Trish Troyer. Out top, Habiger dribbles it. Now to Edie Mass, left wing back to Mullet. Her three-pointers up, and they're going to be off the mark. Rebound, tipped around, grabbed by Habiger, though. Keeps the possession alive. Her pass to Joplin Yoder on the right wing. Hands it off to Edie Mass. Mass, three-pointer, partially blocked. Rebound goes to Neal. Good block by Rodak. And now a timeout called by Strongsville. 2:51 to go. Strongsville 47, Highland 44. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Caleb Taylor inviting you to take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. We know you have choices when shopping for appliances, and we are just as competitive as the big box stores. We take pride in listening to our customers and pairing them with the best appliances to meet their needs. We offer free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your purchase, as well as service after the sale. Thank you for allowing us to serve you. Millersburg Electric, State Route 83 or 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
One to go. Three-point ball game is still anybody's ball game right now, Troy.
It absolutely is. Highland, you know, they can get hot and shoot the ball well, but they have got to keep Neal in check on the other end of the floor for Strongsville.
Done a better job than her so far in the fourth quarter. Two points so far, but 26 overall tonight. And Mustangs have it out of the timeout. Faith Rodak inbounds it to Sydney Butera. The 5'4 sophomore guard dribbles it across the timeline. She has into the front court on the dribble. Butera, 3 points tonight. Cross-court pass goes to Neal. Neal, head fake, drive, lane. Runner by Neal, up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound, grabbed by Trish Troyer for a great box out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Highland ball, here's Macy Mullet to the front court. 2.5 to play. Mullet, bounce pass, goes wide of Joplinier, out of bounds, and that will be a turnover. Couldn't quite find her, the 13th Highland turnover tonight. So Rodak to inbound, near side in the backcourt. That pass finds Butera. Put close by Edie Mast. Butera turns it down. She'll take it across the timeline. Butera fumbles it. Now to the right wing. Picks it up. Gets the handoff to Diazegui. Back to Butera. Dribbles the left point. Butera still with the pass inside. Going to be grabbed by Bass. Bass runner up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Grabbed inside by Macy Mullet. Mullet to the front court for Highland. On the right wing. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Gets the handoff to Habiger. Habiger, three-pointer, top of the key, going to be knocked in.
There you go, Ellie.
We're tied up. Habiger has 9 points, her first point since the first quarter. Tied up at 47, 1:40 to go. Mustangs basketball, here's Butera. Fumbles it, picks it up, now dribbles it. She'll be fouled by Evie Mass playing the tight defense.
Mass really giving her the business the last couple possessions up the floor.
Her second team foul on Highland. Call that her third personal foul, actually. And now a timeout call. Tied up at 47, 1:36 to go. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is a tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
47-47 the score, all tied up here in the fourth quarter. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz. And you look at this game, a perfect game for Highland to start off with here. It's a really good battle tonight. Highland's had to really dig down deep in this one.
Absolutely. Quality opponent here. This one's going to go right down to the wire. Ellie Hebegger hitting that three to tie us up. And she's grabbed a couple of big offensive rebounds here in this fourth quarter as well.
Neal will have it to inbound for the Mustangs. And does so to Sydney Bass. Bass working against Macy Mullis to the front court. Now left wing, Bass pass, deflected. Picked back up through midcourt by Butera. 1:25 the play in the quarter. Back in the corner, the pass goes to Sydney Bass. Bass to the baseline, cut off by Evie Bass. From left wing back to Neal. Tight defense by Haberger. Neal out top. Hedged upon by John Pignotter. Now Butera has it high on the right side. 1:10 and counting in the fourth. Tied at 47. Butera working against Trish Troyer. Has it out top. Butera picks it up now, looking. Lobs it right wing, grabbed now by Bass. Right quarter, three-pointer by Neal. Up in the air, going to be knocked down. Kennedy Neal.
Joplin Yoder fell down the defense and left Neal wide open, and she made her pay.
50-47 lead for Strongsville. Highland ball. Macy Mullen out top. And she'll be fouled on a reach-in out top by Butera. 13 foul in Strongsville. Butera has her second personal foul. Kennedy Neal with now 29 points this evening.
What an outing for Neal.
Habiger at side court inbounds it to Macy Mullet. Mullet has it now to the front court. Pass left wing now to Trish Troyer. Troyer, three-pointer up in the air is going to be no good. Rebound hold in by Esther Diazeghi. Mustangs with the ball. 28 seconds to go. Neal across midcourt, picks up too soon. Gets a pass off down to Bass on the right wing. Cross-court pass, received now. And now top with 19 seconds to go. Now a foul on Trish Troyer. She'll foul on Sydney Butera.
And Highland still has to foul one more time for it. They'll put them at the free throw line.
Calls on the Hawks. Number 15, that's her second, team third.
Second personal foul on Troyer. Timeout called. 50-47 advantage for Strongsville. This is girls high school basketball, WKOM.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Well, down the wire here, the season opener tonight from Strongsville, a 50-47 advantage here. Obviously, for Highland, need to get a steal or a foul here and put them in the foul line and a chance to get that ball back.
Yeah, absolutely here. Highland's got two more fouls to give her before they'll put Strongsville at the free throw line, so a steal's going to be big here for Highland.
The Hawks can give themselves an opportunity here at the end of this game. These are good situations. Again, you're working on all season long here that can help you for tournament time.
Oh, this is a great test for Highland. They can go back and learn an awful lot from this ballgame, no matter the outcome.
Again, the Hawks will turn around and play another good opponent on Wednesday, a home game, and their first home game of the year against Wayndale.
Absolutely. Wayne County team's been very strong over the past few years.
So, to inbound it. On the far side, it's going to be for the Mustangs and Kennedy Neal to end the basketball. Neal's pass goes out top to Butera. And she'll be fouled by Trish Troyer. It'll be her third personal foul.
Balls on the Hawks, number 15.
One more to go.
So 14 foul, one more to get that bonus. Neal again to inbound. 15 seconds to go. And Neal's pass goes in the hands of Bass. She'll be fouled right away by Macy Mullet, and that will put Sydney Bass to the foul line. On the 15th foul.
Yeah, 5'10 senior guard Bass. She's a good one as well.
At the line.
She has 7 points this evening. Free throw's up, going to be good. So they get them that two-possession advantage, 51-47 with 13.1 seconds to go. Second free throw by Bass. She'll square it up. Who's up there? Going to be good. Rattles them both home. 5-point lead now for the Mustangs. Inbounded to Macy Mullett. Mullett will race it across the midcourt line. Mullett on the right wing. Mullett, pass inside, goes to Chomp and Yoder. Yoder under the bucket. Her layup is going to be no good. Ball knocked away from her and finally grabbed on the board by Butera with 1 second. That'll do it here for the game, and it'll be Strongsville who gets the win tonight on their home floor in the season opener by the final margin of 52-47 over Highland. So Strongsville goes to 1-0. Highland will drop to 0-1 on the season. Again, the final, Strongsville 52, Highland 47. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get ready for Thanksgiving with these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have the 8-ounce package Philadelphia cream cheese, 2 for $5. 16-ounce selected Daisy sour creams, 2 for $4. 16-ounce salted or unsalted IGA butter quarters, 2 for $8. 40-ounce Crisco cooking oil, $3.98. 4-pound bags IGA granulated sugar, $2.98. 30-ounce selected Kraft mayo, $4.48. Lay's potato chips or buy one, get one free. And 12-pack cans of Coke, $3 for $15. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. An MRV Siding Supply with maintenance-free shamclap shiplap siding. The perfect blend of style and durability. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their shamclap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. No staining, no sealing, just stunning hassle-free elegance. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with shamclap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsighting.com.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
It is the final in girls high school basketball from Strongsville, and it is Strongsville who gets the 5-point victory over Highland tonight, 52-47, the final score. It was a back-and-forth first quarter that saw four Legions, just a three-pointer at the end of the quarter by Kennedy Neal, but gives Strongsville an 18-17 lead after one. However, a dominant second quarter by Highland, they would outscore the Mustangs 18-5, and Highland had a 12-point lead at 35-23 at the half. However, Strongsville would return the favor with the Mustangs in the third, outscoring the Hawks 18-3, and they would take a 41-38 lead through three. Back-and-forth throughout the fourth quarter, tied up at 47 apiece, but then Strongsville will close out the game with a 5-0 run. And the Mustangs get the 5-point victory, 52-47 over the Highland Lady Hawks. For Strongsville leading the way tonight, that was Kennedy Neal, who had herself quite a night this evening. For Neal, went 5 of 11 from downtown, 5 for 6 from 2-point range, and 4 for 4 for the foul line. And Kennedy Neal finished up with the game high of 29 points on the night. Also scoring for Strongsville was Sydney Bass. Bass just missing double figures. And Bass would finish up going 1-5 on three-point tries, 2 for 6 from two-point range, 2 for 2 for the foul line. Bass had 9 points. Also, Esther Diazeggi, the 6'3 senior. She would finish up on the evening, finishing up for her, going 3-for-9 for two-point range, 1-of-4 for the foul line. Diazeki had 7 points, 4 points for Faith Rodak, and 3 for Cindy Butera, running out the 52-point total for Strongsville. For Highland, leading the way for them, four players in double figures. Leading the way was Joplin Yoder. Yoder would finish up going 2-for-6 for the three-point range, 2-for-4 from the two-point range, and also 3-of-4 for the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 13 points tonight. Also, Trish Schroyer in double figures on the evening. She was 1-of-4 on three-point tries, 2-for-4 from two-point range, and 2-for-2 for the foul line, as Schroyer finished up with 12 points. And also, Macy Mullet in double figures this evening. The sophomore went 2-of-7 from three-point distance and 2-for-7 from two-point range. Mullet finished up with 10. And also just missing double figures was Ellie Habiger. She finished up with 9 points on the evening. 3 points also scored by Edie Mass, running out the Highland total of 47. Final score, Strongsville 52, Highland 47. Now for the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. 3-point shooting on the night for Highland. They would go 9 of 28 for 32%. Strongsville was 7 of 24 for 29%. From the two-point range, it'll be 7 of 23 for the Hawks going for 30%, while Strongsville 12 of 29 for 41%. From the free throw line, it'll be Highland going 6 of 9, 67%. 7 of 11 for Strongsville for 63%. Rebounding advantage goes to Strongsville as they edge Highland 40 to 37. Highland will commit 13 turnovers on the night. Strongsville just one less with 12.
Leading the way individually for Strongsville, 13 rebounds for Esther Ziozeggi. Again, the 6'3 senior had 13 boards to go along with her 7 points. Also, 5 rebounds for Sydney Bass, and 5 rebounds apiece for Kennedy Neal, as well as Cindy Butera. 8 rebounds for Faith Rodak as well tonight for the Mustangs. Highland leading the way for them. That, of course, was Joplin Yoder. She had a double-double. Joplin finished up with 13 points and 11 rebounds. 3 of those came at the offensive end. And also 7 boards for Ellie Habiger as well tonight. And also 5 rebounds by Tori Weaver for the Highland Lady Hawks. And again, Strongsville gets the victory 52-47 over Highland. Again, a good battle here tonight.
Well, it was a great battle here. Highland played them very, very well tonight, but that third quarter was a little bit too much for Highland to overcome there as they scored, as you said, just the 1 point. But Strongsville come out and forced Highland into 5 turnovers in that third quarter, turned up the defense, and Highland just had a hard time getting into a flow offensively, and that was probably the difference in the ballgame, Matt.
Look, at Highland with their starters, pretty good, well-balanced scoring there, but you kind of look at Strongsville as that one player that had a pretty good night, and that made a big difference as well.
Yeah, pretty good's an understatement. She had a great night. 29 points your opening night. I mean, that's a great effort by Neal, and she's a good ball player. She saw a good one.
Certainly was here. Third quarter being the key quarter here of the seeding.
Yeah.
And as far as our threat and ache player of the contest, I guess kind of looking at this, I guess the one player in the double-double tonight was Joplin Yoder, so she'll be her threat and ache player of the game, and Joplin kind of doing what she does.
Well, she did. I mean, she established herself inside, outside. She can do a lot of things on the floor. It's a great night for Joplin.
And either way here tonight, you can kind of win either way, right? This is a game you get a good test here, and it's going to help you going forward.
Well, listen, you saw a lot of good things on the floor tonight. You saw that this Highland team can still shoot the ball and get hot when they need to. Joplin can step out and shoot it. I thought Ellie Habiger gave a great effort tonight. Both ends of the floor, defensively, on the boards, and scored buckets when they needed them. So, hey, this Highland team is going to be okay. This was a great test, and they're going to come out of this with a lot to learn.
Strongsville gets the win 52-47 over Highland. Strongsville goes to 1-0 on the year. They'll play their next game Tuesday at Shaker Heights. Highland drops to 0-1. They'll play their next game on Wednesday, home game against Wayndale. Reminder also, tomorrow we have 2 games coming your way, 2 girls basketball games, that is. West Olds is at Dover, and that game will be airtime about 12:35, game time about 1 o'clock. That'll be live on Stream 1 on WKLMFM.com, and will also be posted on YouTube with the video stream coverage courtesy of Claxton Communications immediately following the game for tomorrow from Dover, so stay tuned for that. Of course, on the radio tomorrow afternoon, we'll have that Indiana-Ohio State game as well on FM 95.3. And tomorrow night, we'll have girls basketball with the Smithville Barn Classic. It'll be Wayndale against Broadview Heights. It'll be video live stream also on YouTube, also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Airtime about 7:35, tip-off right around 8 o'clock for that. We do want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxton Communications, allowing us to bring you the video stream tonight. And again, a reminder, we're going to be posting that to YouTube tonight here. Go to YouTube. You'll find that here momentarily on the WKLM YouTube page as well. We will have that for you. And that is courtesy of Jacob Heading and Lily Perez. And also thanks to Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. I'm Matt Coy alongside Troy Fritz. A reminder also to stay tuned after the game. We have all the area scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight for the area girls basketball scores and also playoff football scores tonight as well. Again, the final score tonight for Strongsville, it was Strongsville 52 and Highland 47. So long, everybody.
Every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, it is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Hometown Radio, FM 95.3 WKLM. Once again, we apologize for the technical difficulties we had at the beginning of the first quarter. And you can go back to watch that first quarter, the part that we missed. The video will be posted to the YouTube site. That should be up in just a little bit. So once again, you can catch up on the portion that we weren't able to bring you of the game. And you can see that on the website at WKLMFM.com. Again, thank you for your patience.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's 15th Annual Christmas Festival is taking place at the Berlin Grand Hotel in downtown Berlin on Friday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5 per person, with children 14 and under free. Prepare to be enchanted by a stunning array of over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, centerpieces, displays, and small furniture pieces, all available for purchase. All proceeds from the festival will directly benefit Palm Marine Hospital's mission of caring for our community's health, patient care equipment and facility improvements that serve our community. Plan to attend Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's Christmas Festival on December 6th and 7th at the Berlin Grand Hotel.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply.
The moment so many have waited for is finally here. Buckeye Career Center is now accepting high school applications for next school year. Prospective students can find the application at buckeyecareercenter.org to register for any of our 34 high school programs. Discover your passion and prepare for your future by applying today. Learn more about your options by visiting our program pages on our website. Check out our new dental assisting and fire and EMS technology courses, or even CAD development and design, pharmacy technician, or project lead the way engineering. We are Buckeye Proud.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.
WKLM, hometown radio.
Broadcasting since 1988, this is Hometown Radio. FM 95.3 WKLM Millersburg and online at WKLMFM.com.
FM 95.3 WKLM Millersburg.